riding along in my automobile. My baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio. With no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile. I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow. With no particular place to go. Particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose. Still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Morning. Do you want to come upstairs?
I beg your pardon?
Do you want to come upstairs? Oh, or have you come to arrange a holiday?
To arrange a holiday?
Oh, sorry.
What's all this about coming upstairs?
Oh, nothing. Now, where were you thinking of going?
India.
Ah, one of our adventure holidays.
Yes.
Well, you better see Mr. Bounder about that. Mr. Bounder, this gentleman is interested in the India Overland.
Morning, I'm Bounder of Adventure.
Hello, I'm Smoke Too Much.
Well, you'd better cut down a little, then.
I'm sorry?
You'd better cut down a little, then.
Oh, I see. Smoke too much, so I'd better cut down a little, then.
Yes. I bet you get people making jokes about your name all the time, eh?
No, I've never noticed it before.
So you're interested in one of our adventure holidays, are you?
Yes, I saw your advert in the Buller supplement.
The what?
The Buller supplement.
The colour supplement?
Yes, I'm sorry, I can't say the letter B.
C.
Yes, that's right. It's all due to a trauma I suffered when I was a schoolboy. I was attacked by a bat.
A cat?
No, a bat.
Oh, well, can you say the letter K?
Oh, yes. Khaki, kind, kettle, kipling, kipper, Kuwait, Keeble, Bollage, Oxford.
Yes, yes. Well, why don't you use letter K instead of the letter C?
What, spell Buller with a K?
Yes.
Colour. Oh, thank you. I never thought of that. What a silly bunt.
Anyway, about the holiday.
Well, yes, I've been on package tours many times, and so your advert really bought my eye.
Ah, good.
Yes, you're quite right. I'm fed up with being treated like a sheep. I mean, what's the point of going abroad if you're just another tourist, yes, carted round in buses, surrounded by sweaty minus O's from Ketchin and Boventry,
absolute,
in their cloth caps and, yep, their cardigans with their transistor radios and their Sunday mirrors, complaining about the tea? Oh, they don't make it properly here, do they? Not like at home. And stopping at Majorcan Bodegas, selling fish and chips and Watney's Red Barrel and calamari. Iris and two veg and sitting in their cotton sunfrocks, squirting Timothy White sun cream all over their puffy, raw, swollen, purulent flesh because they overdid it on the first day. And being herded into endless hotel Miramars and Bellevues and Bontin Entiles with their modern international luxury roomettes and draft red barrel and swimming pools full of fat German businessmen pretending they're acrobats, forming pyramids and frightening the children and barging in the queues. And if you're not at your table spot on seven, you miss the bowl of Campbell's cream and my mushroom soup,
Shut
the
up.
First item on the menu of international cuisine. And
Shut up,
every Thursday night, the hotel has a bloody cabaret in the bar featuring a tiny emaciated dago with 9-inch hips and some bloated fat tart with their air brill cream down and a big ass presenting flamenco for foreigners.
Shut up.
And had an idle typist from Birmingham with flabby white legs and diarrhea trying to pick up hairy, bandy leg, what weight to score Manuel. And once a week, there's an excursion to the local Roman ruins to buy cherryade and melted ice cream and clean in Watney's Red Barrel. And one evening, you visit the so-called typical restaurant with local colour and atmosphere. And you sit next to a party of people from Rill who keep singing, Tarray Molinos, Tarray Molinos, and complaining about the food. It's so greasy here, isn't it? And you get cornered by some drunken greengrocer from Luton with an Instamatic and Dr. Skull sandals and Tuesday's Daily Express. And he drones on and on and on about how Mr. Smith should be running this country and how many languages Enoch Powell can speak. And then he throws up all over the Cuba Libras and sending tinted postcards of places they don't realise they haven't visited to all at number 22. Weather wonderful. Our room is marked with an X. Food very greasy, but we found a charming little local place hidden away in the back streets where they serve Watney's Red Barrel and cheese and onion crisps. And the
important is,
maybe it's because I'm a Londoner.
Ajax Airlines.
Ajax Airlines.
That's right, sir. The proud bird with a cast iron tail.
I stole the commercial, Charlie Brown. I just want to know what time is your 1106 leave for San Antonio.
It leaves at 1106.
Okay.
We have tourist in first class.
Oh, that's all right.
In first class, you get an extra vegetable.
Huh?
You get an extra vegetable in first class.
Okay, I'll take an onion.
We're going to have some turbulence.
No, I'll stick with the onions. You serve Chinese food?
Yes, we serve everybody food.
You serve...
Sir, I'm going to forget you said that.
You're one, ain't you?
Sir, let's get back to the flight now. This is a non-stop flight, you know.
How about your hostesses?
Oh, they're beautiful.
Are they topless?
No, sir, regulations. They must wear hats.
Do they mess around?
Look, do you want to go on this flight or don't you?
What's your movie?
No movie on this flight.
No movie?
No, sir, a rodeo.
That's fantastic. I bet you clean up on that, huh?
No, sir, the stewardesses take care of that.
Are they topless?
Sounds like you have a one-track mind.
Sounds like you never saw a topless horse. Yeah.
Sir, please, look, I'm very busy.
And I'm Mr. Nobody, is that it?
No, I didn't say that.
But just remember, I'm a VIQ.
P.
Huh?
P. P. You're a VIP.
Well, then treat me like one, you communist.
Oh, sir.
Hey, what's San Antonio like this time of year anyway?
Oh, it's beautiful. Is this going to be a round trip?
No way. I'm just going to fly down there and turn around and fly right back. Oh,
now we're getting nowhere.
Well, thanks to me.
Amen.
Boy, did I eat that onion already? Let me check this sucker out now. She leaves at 7:47.
Yeah, no. The plane is at 7:47. It leaves at 11:06.
Therefore.
Okay. Well, goodbye.
Hold it. Just a minute there.
Sir, I'm very busy.
Well, how about me? I'm running around like a chicken with my legs cut off.
Oh, boy.
Operator, would you chase this call and tell me where I am?
Sir, this is Ajax Airlines.
Cancel the call, operator. This is Ajax Airlines.
Ajax Airlines. Remember, it costs no more to relax in the heavenly skies of Ajax.
Well, now we're getting nowhere.
Thanks to you.
Amen.
Sir, you're holding up customers.
I'm holding up customers. Yeah, that nerve charges your price.
Sir, I'm very busy. I've got 2 calls to make, 5 on hold, and 7 lines blinking.
And the partridge in the pear tree.
Sir, Well, that does it.
Well, it's about time.
It's about time.
Time? Oh, my gosh, time. What time does 11:06 leave for San Antonio?
In exactly 3 minutes.
Hold that plane.
I can't do that.
You better hold that plane.
Look, sir, don't threaten me.
I'm not threatening you. I'm just telling you, you better hold that plane.
Why should we hold the plane for you?
Because I'm a pilot.
Listen to the radio playing that summertime beat. Leave behind those well-made plans. Take what comes any way that we can. Sing goodbye to the city, or what's it sweet? With you by my side, it's time to dream. The world's an oyster, we just can't. We stay in tune with our radio and cassette. Speeding out, we're on our own, singing the words that make up this tune. Sing goodbye to the city on 123rd. With you by my side, it's time to dream.
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Thursday light on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul. Now Constantinople, so view the date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
You just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. And Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Constantinople, no, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Tokyo.
Beauty Valley. Can't you hear the paddles chunking from Rangoon to Mandalay? On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play, and the dawn comes up like thunder far up China across the bay. Ship me somewhere east of Suez, where the best is like the worst, and there aren't no ten commandments, and a man can raise a thirst.
Boots, 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 boots,
marching up and down again, and there's no discharge in the war. I shan't forget the night when I dropped behind the fight with a bullet where my belt plate should have been. I was choking mad with thirst, and the man who spied me first was our regimental bestie, Gunga Din. It was Din, Din, Din.
You limpin' limpa brick dust, Gunga Din.
And though I belted you and paid you, and you'll never be a major, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play all day, and the dawn comes up like thunder, heart of China, cross! Everybody awake at the bay! Cheerio!
Oh, Bess, do you think you're in the Grand National? Oh, I see, you're not in the Grand National, you're in the Prudential. You know, I can't understand Bonnie Black's Bess at all lately. I think she must be jealous of those platinum blondes. She's never been the same since her ride to York. Anyway, sit back, hold tight, and I'll tell you all about it. We know Dick Turpin wrote to York, we learned that at college. But just what happened on the way may not be general knowledge. He must have stopped, of course, if only to grease his horse. But where did he stop and what did he do? Listen for a while and I'll tell you. When Turpin rode to York, first he stopped at Highgate. He knew his ride would fail unless he looked after Bonnie Black Bess. So he went in the old King's Head, where the barmaid had a talk. His flashing eyes gave her a thrill. She fell for him of her own free will. So he pinched her cheek, then he pinched the till, and on he went to York. Giddy up, Bonnie Black Bess. Only a few more miles, I guess. Gallopy, gallopy, gallop you must, and don't let him see your tail for dust. When Turpin rode to York, next he stopped at Barnet. He just had half an hour to spare, so he went into Barnet Fair. At the coconut he shied, but only hit the stork. So to the rifle range he went. The gun he used was somewhat bent, and he shot the fat girl in her tent. Then he went on to York. When Turpin rode to York, next he stopped at Baldock. Poor Black Bess had cast a shoe. Dick stood wondering what to do. There was no blacksmith in sight, so he began to walk. Turpin said, well, here's defeat. But old Black Bess said, it's all right, I can still go on in my stocking feet. So on they went to York.
Giddy up, Bonnie Black Bess. Only a few more miles again. Gallop, 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 you must. Don't let them see your tail for dust.
When Turpin rode to York, next he stopped at Stamford. He boasted of his liberty. The night was balmy, so was he. The price set on his head made all the country talk. A cashier said, odds bodikin, and made a grab at Dick Turpin. But the mayor lashed out and the man cashed in, and on they went to York. Stand and deliver. What do you mean, scan and deliver? Listen, I'm Dick Turpin and I want your money. You're a bit of an optimist. I've just been to Blackpool for me holidays. Anyway, let's have your trinkets.
Me what's it?
Your trinkets.
You cheeky thing. Don't be so personal with me trinkets.
When Turpin rode to York, next he stopped at Rutland. A most uncanny sound they heard. Poor old Bess was most perturbed. Her knees they shook with fright. Her face was white as chalk. Said Dick, that noise is weird. And so towards the woodland he did go. Then a voice said, stop your nonsense, yo. So on they went to York. Giddy up, bonny black Bess. Only a few more miles, I guess. Gallopy, gallopy, gallop you must. And don't let him see your tail for dust. When Turpin rode to York, next he stopped at Grantham. The stagecoach he'd held up that night. Really, he was most polite. He only asked for food, or preference pickled pork. A maiden said, my life's at stake. Whatever you ask for, you can take. So he cut himself a slice of cake. Then on he went to York. When Turpin rode to York, next he stopped at Selby. He jumped the turnpike with a leap and woke a hedgehog from its sleep. Although the night was dark, he could see just like a hawk. There's a red light far ahead, I guess. We'll catch it up. Not me, said Bess. That's the real light of the Scotch Express. So on they went to York. When Turpin rode to York, last he stopped at Fulford. Bess could scarcely crawl, it's true, and Dick felt like Dick Turpin's do. Just 2 more miles to go, so Bess tried hard to walk. Her height was 6 feet yesterday, but she worn so much of her legs away. She looked like a dashing, so they say, when they arrived at York. Never mind, bonnie black Bess. We've got to York at last, I guess. So now sit down and have a good rest. For we've got to get back to London in the morning.
Sing. first ever to mall, where fun facts and stores stand tall. You see the ice rink glow, to the water park kids can go. In Canada, la la da 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 da. In Canada, la dee 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 dee. In Canada, oh 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 oh. Canada, 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 Canada.
Every way and every day except Sunday.
We can't have no fun on Sunday in Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
And we're off when once we see dawn's early light.
Oh, Toronto.
We just jump into our car or we catch the CPR and we won't be home till late on Sunday night.
Oh, Toronto, it's okay in every way.
Every way and every day except Sunday.
We can't have no movie Sunday in Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
Every place you want to go is closed up tight.
Oh, Toronto.
So we wink and off we go, spend the day in Buffalo, and we won't be home till late on Sunday night.
Oh, Toronto, it's okay in every way.
Every way and every day except Sunday. They don't have no lovin' Sunday in Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
They don't think that Sunday lovin' is all right.
Oh, Toronto.
So when Sunday rolls around, all the boys and girls leave town, and they won't be home till late on Sunday night.
Oh, Toronto, it's okay in every way.
Every way and every day except Sunday.
Oh, there ain't no foolin' Sunday in Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
And I wonder if the folks all think it's right.
Oh, Toronto.
When the stork arrives, they say he must hang around all day. Mother won't be home till late on Sunday night.
Oh, Toronto, it's okay in every way.
Every way and every day except Sunday.
Every way and every day except Sunday.
So we're just kind of hanging out here. Nobody's got any particular place to go. So we hit the travel agency just to see what would happen. That didn't work out too well. So we wound up talking to Ajax Airlines. That was actually worse. All right. So we said goodbye to the city, got on South American Airways and went on out to Istanbul and then went about discovering Japan on the road to Mandalay. And who should we meet there but Dick Turpin on his ride to York. York in Canada, by the way. He expects to be there Sunday in Toronto. All right. You don't believe me? I have proof. We started off with Chuck Berry. No particular place to go. Monty Python, their travel agency sketch. Everybody remembers that one? Yes, they do. They do. Goodbye to the City was 400 AS. I have no clue. No clue. Don't ask me. All right. Istanbul, not Constantinople. They might be giants. And then we heard from Graham Parker and The Rumor from their, I believe that was their first album, Squeezing Out Sparks, Discovering Japan. Jerry Colonna, the one, the only, on the road to Mandalay. And Roy Leslie, two parts to Dick Turpin's Ride to York. That was from 1932. In England, that was kind of funny. That was English Hall stuff. You know, music hall crap. I don't know. We're Americans. We're not used to it.
So anyway, we also heard from B.J. Snowden. That was called In Canada. And then Sunday at Toronto was Ozzy Williams. And that's the flip side of a thing called Subway in Toronto, which I may or may not have played for you in days gone by. And we'll see. Who knows? You may hear it again one of these years. Anyway, I'm KBC. This is The Bit Slap. And today we're traveling because I, myself, am traveling. I'll tell you more about it as I come back to, humbly beg your forgiveness again. But this time I'm just going to tease you. KBC traveling? Leaving his house by the river? Stay tuned, friends. It gets weird.
So we took the kid and Cleo, our cat, and we set off to conquer the sea. And everyone loved it but Cleo. And it's yo over the sea, the salt and the spray and the cool ocean breeze. Pass me a bottle of Perrier, please. This is the life for me. The tranquility 3 miles out to sea suddenly came to an end. Oh, when the kids started saying, no way am I staying, I'd rather be playing Nintendo. And the captain cried, ho there, you little snot, I'd pay 50 grand for this family yacht. You're going to enjoy yourself, like it or not, so you'd better learn how to pretend. We all caught the man's innuendo. And it's yo over the sea, the salt and the spray and the cool ocean breeze. Pass me a bottle of Dramamine, please. This is the life for me. My husband, the captain, was checking the charts while the cruiser was burning up fuel. And the kid threw the cat in, trolling for sharks. He called it a project for school. I reached down to pull the cat in by the tail. When I smelled what I held, my complexion went pale. And so I lost my lunch over the rail. And the kid thought the whole thing was cool. Mama was not feeling too well. But it's yo over the sea, the salt and the spray and the cool ocean breeze. Pass me a bottle of Valium, please. Is this the life for me? Well, we ran out of fuel by mid-afternoon, and the clouds were moving in faster. And the captain did say, there's no more Perrier, which made it a total disaster. With hardly a warning, it started to pour, and we drifted till we reached New Jersey shore. Never thought I'd be glad to see Jersey before. We started drifting in faster. Tried to steer the ship, but we crashed her. No more yo-ho over the sea, the salt and the spray and the cool ocean breeze. Pass me a bottle of cyanide, please. This is no life for me. insurance check on something for dry land, or I'll break his neck. 'Cause this is the life for me.
For me, for me, yo-ho, oh, oh, oh.
Trotting town, just hear that whistle tooting away. Those children singing, banjos ringing till the break of day. Honey lamb, little honey lamb, I'll come back to you in Alabama. Wild fields of sugar cane seem to welcome me again. Floating down to Cotton Town, I got it here.
Trucking right, I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright.
I saw four faces, one mad, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other. I don't know.
I heard a dark voice beside me say, would you like something harder? She said, I've got it, you want it, my harvest is the best, and if you try it, you'll like it, and wallow in a dreadlock holiday.
Yes, I hate the cold, and I got to Spain. Cousin Norman had a real fine time. Last year I hear it doesn't rain. I hope that I can quickly learn the language. The factory floor presented me with some tapes of Elton John. Oh, that should keep me company. And I hate them, yes, I hate the goodbye I's. And I've got to stay. Cousin Norman had a real fine time. Last year I hear it doesn't rain. Oh, but I can quickly learn the language. Friday night told me to take good care. Then wrapped me up some sandwiches. And I hate them, yes, I hate the cheese and pickle. And I got to Spain. Cousin Norman had a real fine time. Last year I hear it doesn't rain. But I can quit feeling the language, yeah.
I ran home last
bit of fright. The crowd was shoving with all its might, but we all settled down for a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us,
heading west on a Greyhound bus.
The Harlan Tunnel was open wide. We rode along underneath the tide. Found ourselves on the Jersey side.
What a glorious time for a trip on a Greyhound bus.
No fun,
heading west on a Greyhound bus.
Yeah, for hot dogs and soda pop. Ask the driver,
how long till we make another stop?
Soon the sun disappeared from view. The stars came out like they always do. Then I cuddled up close to you.
And we both fell in love on a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us,
in love on a Greyhound bus.
Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on to Wheeling, West Virginia, then to Columbus, Ohio, and Indianapolis, Indiana.
Then we had a slight delay when the driver mistook Illinois for Iowa.
A Texas storm made us hesitate. A bridge washed out and we had to wait. But we'd be happy in any state,
'cause we both fell in love on a trip on a Greyhound bus.
That's us, in love on a Greyhound bus.
Virginia,
Indiana, Kansas, we ride the bay.
A Texas storm made us hesitate. A bridge washed out and we had to wait.
But we'd be happy in any state,
'cause we both fell in love.
Oh, so in love. We fell in love on a trip on a Greyhound bus.
Traveling through the state of New Jersey, the most beautiful state you wanna see. Traveling through the state of New Jersey, the Garden State beside the sea. It's another world of milk and honey. Along the shore, the ocean breeze is free. Whatever road you take, from the Palisades to the Cape, it's the most beautiful state to see. Traveling through the state of New Jersey, there are mountains, lakes, and streams. Traveling through the state of New Jersey, the countryside so peaceful and serene. It's another world of superhighway, state parks far beyond compare. New Jersey, you are great, best of all the 50 states, the most beautiful day to see. The most beautiful state you wanna see. Traveling through the state of New Jersey, the Garden State beside the sea. It's another world of milk and honey.
sunny. Along the shore, the ocean breeze is free. Whatever roses take. From the Palisades to the Cape, it's the most beautiful day to
back again with all the sweet and simple folks I call my kin in Kokomo, Indiana. Well, if it isn't poppin', hiya, Mom, you always had the cutest grin in Kokomo, Indiana.
Just look at Rover wag his tail. Gosh, he remembers me.
And get a load of Sister Grace. You can't see the freckles for the jam on her face. How would you like to go and see that old Wabash Bobo you used to know in Kokomo, Indiana? Wouldn't you just as soon go out and spoon beneath the Hoosier Moon? Oh, what a moon!
For all the many reasons that I've mentioned heretofore, my heart will always be in Kokomo.
And of course you know, the town of Kokomo will always be indefinitely in Indiana.
It's not trouble that I'm looking for, But there's lots of good work that's a-calling me down, and the waiting won't do no more. No, the waiting won't do no more. Don't call me the brave one going. No, don't pin a medal to my name. Or even if there was any choice to make, I'd be going down just the same. I'd be going down just the same. Or someone's gotta go to Mississippi, just as sure as there's a right and there's a wrong. And even though you say that the time will change, that time is just too long. That time is just too long. So I'm going down to Mississippi. Oh, I'm going down a southern road. And if you never see me again, remember that I had to go. Remember that I had to go.
I'm on my way to Louisville. I feel oh so happy, I hardly can be still. Although my home is very small, I invite you all. If you will come, you'll be welcome anytime at all. Don't forget, when you're down in Louisville, in Louisville, in Louisville, just call around. I'll be found in the town directory. I'll have the table set, no fancy dishes, but the things you get will all be delicious, and you're just as welcome as can be. When you get there, take a gypsy bus. Call on us, I'll have you meet the family. If you're ever so lucky to be down in Kentucky, don't forget to stop at Louisville, and call on me.
Chicago, San Francisco, and LA. This is a song about Las Vegas, not about a city by the bay. New York has subway trains. Chicago is a windy city. San Francisco has a Golden Gate. LA has movie stars so pretty. Vegas had bright lights and cat shows and dog shows. One shows and a lake nearby. And that's why people come from everywhere. You just got to be here to see why. New York has subway trains. Chicago is a windy city. San Francisco has a Golden Gate. LA has movie stars. Please give me Las Vegas, Las Vegas. There's never any fuss. Gotta get to Vegas, Las Vegas. This is the place for us. New York has subway trains. Chicago is a windy city. San Francisco has a Golden Gate. LA has movie stars. Please hear me. Las Vegas, Las Vegas. There's never any fuss. Gotta get to Vegas, Las Vegas. This is the place for us.
Vegas, Las Vegas. There's never any fuss. Gotta get to Vegas.
I've been everywhere.
Well, I was humping my bluey on the dusty Oodnadatta Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Oodnadatta, mate, with me you can ride. So I climbed in the cabin and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. I said, listen, mate, I've traveled every road in this hill land, 'cause I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chair, man. I've been everywhere. Been to Tullamore, Seymour, Lismore, Mooloolaban, Nambour, Moochdor, Kilmore, Moorillabar, Birthville, Emmerville, Wallaville, Connavon, O'Connavon, Strathbrown, Prospine, Nalladala, Darwin, Gingin, Lilliquin, Muckilla, Wallamilla, Bogabilla, Cumberilla, Ramakiller. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chair, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, but listen here, mate. If you've been to...
Mooree, Taree, Drillaby, Bambooch, Woomba, Gunnada, Karangba, Willamaloo, Dalveen, Tambourine, Ningadine, Jindabine, Lithgow, Casino, Brigalow, Narromine, Megalong, Wyong, Tuggerong, Wangarilla, Morilla, Okathella, Brindabella. I'm the fella who's been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chair, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, I know that, but have you been to...
Wollongong, Geelong, Currajong, Mullumbin, Mittagong, Molong, Grongrong, Gundawindi, Yarra Yarra, Boondar, Wollongarra, Tarramarabo, Garragundagai, Narrabri, Toowoomba, Golgong, Adelong, Billabong, Cabramatta, Parramatta, Wongaratta, Coolangatta. What's the matter? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, look, that's fine, but how about...
Been Wedalong, Danlong, Woodenbong, Ballarat, Canberra, Moolpara, Yundam, Skunk Flat, Clonkai, River Murray, Kari Kari, Gurawin, Terrigal, Stock, Mooble, Collaroy, Narrabeen, Bendigo, Darago, Bangalow, Windapuri, Kirribilli, Yerrumpilly, Wallangilly. Don't be silly, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been here, there, everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Okay, mate, you've been every place except one, and you don't need my help to get there.
Okay, with a little traveling music, we can be on our way. Okay, this is, we're traveling. I am traveling. I am right there amongst you all, amongst you, among the people in New York. I'm visiting New Jersey. I have two weddings to go to. I've been to one wedding in the last 20 years, and I have two of them in 1 week, so this is going to be interesting. But I'm looking forward to getting there. Probably see my friends at FMU, and some of you, maybe, if you're lucky, if I'm luckier. And that should be a lot of fun. I haven't been there in 4 years. I'm anxious to see what the hell happened to all those bridges, et cetera, et cetera. There was a lot of road work that was going on when I was there. I want to see what happened with that. You know, I was a truck driver. That's what I can tell you. And I actually, one of the few truck drivers that actually kind of enjoyed traffic, because you could just sit there. What do I do better than anything in the world? Right here, baby. So anyway, we are traveling around the world of music tonight. We started with the Nervous Wreck of the Edna Fitzgerald from Camille West. I love her. She's funny as hell. Her and Cheryl Wheeler really knocked my socks off. Floating Down to Cottontown, Fats Wheeler, 10cc from their album Bloody Tourists. That was Dreadlock Holiday. Steve Bent, I'm Going to Spain. On the Road Again was Love and Spoonful, of course, from 1966. And I think that was the flip side of Do You Believe in Magic? Not sure. But after that, we heard from Vaughn Monroe, Love on a Greyhound Bus. Don't knock it if you haven't tried it. Traveling Through New Jersey, that'll be me. Max and Ada Rogoff was them. And do I know them? I don't know. Anyway, Vaughn Monroe again after that. Kokomo, Indiana. If you would bet me $5 that I could find a song about Kokomo, Indiana, I would have given you $5. True story. Going Down to Mississippi was Phil Oakes. You know why he went down there. And then from from Little Wonder Records. I have no idea who the artist was, but it's When You're Down in Louisville, all right? When you're down in Louisville, that's Mitch McConnell country, by the way. So if you're down in Louisville, could you do me a favor and give him a good swift kick in the nuts? I'm serious, really. Just maybe twice. If you can get away with it, maybe a punch in the throat, and then you're on your own. Just do that one thing for me. I'd appreciate it. Thank you. So would the rest of America. Ralph Lowe after that, Las Vegas. Las Vegas may be on the verge of capturing a hockey championship in their first year of existence. This is unheard of. The fix is in, all right? Just, all right, you don't have to believe me. You'll see about it in a year or so in the papers. You watch. I've been everywhere. There was Lucky Star bringing up the rear. Lucky Star actually wrote that song many, many years ago. And it's been covered by all kinds of people ever since. So good for him. And I will see you in New York, or I will have seen you in New York since I'm home by now. Please be nice to me, okay? Thanks.
Take me riding in the car, car, take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car, I'll take you riding in my car. Click, clank, open up a door, girls. Click, clank, open up a door, boys. Front door, back door, click a dick, clack, take you riding in my car. Climb, climb, rattle on the front seat. Spray ice, prattle on the back seat. Turn my key, step on the starter, take you riding in my car. Engine, it goes, engine, it goes. Front seat, back seat, boys and girls, take you riding in my car. Trees in the houses, walk along. Trees in the houses, walk along. Truck in a cart and a garbage can, I'll take you riding in my car. Ships and little boats chug along, ships and little boats chug along. Take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again, I'm gonna zoom you home again. Roll home, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn, I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Well, I'll take you riding in my car.
So you're lighting up for the first time. You think it's cool. It's hip. You want to escape this world. Well, have a nice trip. But have you ever watched a sunset as it fades beyond the trees? Have you listened to the west wind blowing in across the seas? Have you tried the smell of a summer rain when a storm comes to an end? Well, you can't get very much higher than that, my friend.
My friend.
And now you need something stronger. Steady now. Don't let it slip. Well, before you cop out and fly away, I'd like to say, have a nice trip. But have you heard the sound of children? Have you watched them while they play? Have you walked through a silent snowfall on a crisp December day? Have you listened to Debussy? It's a groove I recommend. 'Cause you can't get very much higher than that, my friend.
My friend, have a nice trip.
Have you ever told somebody just exactly how you feel? Have you known the warmth of friendship? Do you know that life is real? You're just wasting time and searching for a dream that has no end. When you try to go much higher than that, my friend. No, you can't get very much higher than that, my friend.
Have a nice